Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, May 10th. The South Bruce Peninsula Fire Department put out two fires in separate incidents on the same day. Last night at about 10:45, firefighters responded to a blaze at a residence on Spry Lake Road in the Oliphant area. Fire Chief Tim Wilson says the structure suffered heavy damage and is thought to be a total loss. The fire was deemed not suspicious in nature, and the cause was determined to be a lit barbecue that was located too close to combustible material. Earlier, in a separate incident, just before 5 yesterday afternoon, firefighters were dispatched to a working structure fire of a detached garage on Bruce County Road 10 near Elvanley. Sauble Beach and Wyerton firefighters had help from the Terra Fire Station. Wilson says while crews were able to protect the main residence, it did have minimal heat damage. The two-car garage, a car parked close to the detached garage, and a small wooden shed were destroyed by the blaze. He says no damage estimate has been calculated yet. The fire department says the cause of the blaze is undetermined, but it is not deemed suspicious. The River District in Owen Sound is going to start receiving weekly recycling collection this week. The city says starting tomorrow, in addition to weekly garbage collection, Wednesdays will also be recycling day in the River District. Currently, garbage is picked up weekly along 1st, 2nd, and 3rd Avenue East from 7th to 11th Streets, and on 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th Street from 1st to 3rd Avenue East. The city will be working with Miller Waste, who already provides curbside waste and recycling pickup in Owen Sound, to enhance the service in the River District to match the weekly waste pickup schedule. The city hopes this change will encourage participation in the recycling program and reduce the amount of waste sent to landfills. The city says in 2021, more than 1,750 tons of waste was diverted from landfills. The first debate of provincial party leaders focused on housing and health. Doug Ford, Andrea Horvath, Stephen Del Duca, and Mike Schreiner squared off in North Bay this afternoon to discuss northern issues. All four highlighted policies they say will create new housing. Ford came under attack for deficiencies in the healthcare system, in particular the shortage of nurses and physicians. The PC leader pointed out problems existed before he took office and claimed his is the only party that is addressing them. All four leaders agreed more must be done to deal with the opioid crisis and to provide mental health services. A new grassroots initiative is starting in Grey County to help welcome any Ukrainian refugees coming to the area. The Grey County Cares Initiative's Kevin Land says the grassroots project aims to raise funds through minimum $10 donations. The donations buy participants a button to show they support and welcome refugees. Land says the funds will go to the Markdale Rotary Club, which will decide how to use it.
So the money will be... goes to the Rotary Club, and we will be putting together a committee who will help that money being spent.
You can donate or buy a button at a number of local businesses, Grey Highlands Town Hall, the Chamber, and the Library in Markdale. You can find the list of businesses in our Bayshore Broadcasting News story. In Ukraine, there are reportedly still at least 100 civilians in the steel plant in Mariupol that has been under Russian attack the past few days. Ukraine's deputy prime minister says there are about 1,000 Ukrainian soldiers there and hundreds are injured. The port of Odessa was also hit by missile strikes today. Ukraine's armed forces says one person died and five were injured when a shopping center and a depot were hit. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 109 points to 19,890. The Dow Jones is down 84 points. Our dollar is trading at 76.77 U.S. cents, down 0.07 of a cent. And the price of oil is $99.74, down $3.35 a barrel. In sports, a pivotal Game 5 is set to go tonight at Scotiabank Arena between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Tampa Bay Lightning. That's a 7:30 p.m. puck drop. The series is tied 2-2. Three other first-round series on the ice tonight, the Boston-Carolina, St. Louis-Minnesota, and Edmonton-LA matchups. All of those are tied 2-2. Four games in the Ontario Hockey League playoffs tonight after a travel day. The schedule is posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays open a two-game mini-series against the New York Yankees. And in NBA playoffs, Game 5s in the Philadelphia-Miami and Dallas-Phoenix series, with both of those currently tied 2-2.